Good morning, Benson Grove Baptist Church. And first and foremost, I would like to thank Pastor Billy for allowing me to be here. And it's good to see you all again this morning. And before I'm going to proceed, I'm going to render a song. And the title of the song is The Gift of a Lifetime.
It's more than just your hand, a blessing. It's who you are yourself that I need. And with the open heart, I now receive you, Lord, and the life you gift of a lifetime, that's what you gave. Your life was an offering, my life to save. Turning my song of tears to an anthem of praise for the gift that you pain that I thought I could hide. You brought the gift of your very life, the gift of a lifetime. That's what you gave. Your life was an offering, my life to save. Turning my song of tears to an anthem of praise for the gift that you gave, the gift that you gave, the gift of a lifetime, that's what you gave. Your life was an offering, my life to save, turning my song of tears to an anthem of praise for the gift that you gave. It's the gift of a lifetime. I live this anthem of praise, the gift of a lifetime.
Amen. Thank you for the message of the song. So, brothers and sisters in the Lord, I want to give you an update about the Lord's work in the Philippines. So, by God's grace, the ministry continues to grow. Praise the Lord for that. Well, in fact, 2 months before I left the Philippines, the Lord allowed us to plant another daughter church. So that means that altogether we do have about 3 daughter churches. Those 2 are up in the mountain, purely for tribal people, and the newly one is in the lowland. So praise the Lord for God for that. So my entire family has stood with me in the ministry. Even my children have been faithfully serving the Lord. But in 2024, my family went through one of the most difficult seasons of our lives. It was a year when our faith was tested in ways we never expected. And in May 2024, my appendix suddenly burst, and I was rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery. And the doctor told me that my appendix was had already been ruptured for several days because there was an infection already and pus. But the Lord spared my life. Miraculously, I am still alive. Praise the Lord for that. But the same year, all 3 of my sons were being hospitalized because of dengue fever. And before the year ended, my wife was also rushed to the hospital because of gallstones and had to undergo surgery as well. So there was a moment when I asked the Lord, why are these trials coming one after another? And why does it feel like we can barely rise from these illnesses? As it felt as if the enemy, Satan, was trying to hinder us from serving the Lord, from serving God. But even when we did not understand what was happening, we chose to continue in the Lord. We held on truth that God has a purpose in everything. And church, through it all, God strengthened our faith. What the enemy meant for evil, God used to make us stronger, more dependent on Him, and committed to His work. And before that, so I am thankful. I am thankful for all your prayers. I do really appreciate those prayers. I really appreciate you, Benson Grove Baptist Church. Before I continue, please, computer man, to please play my video presentation. God placed a burden in my heart to build Sunday school rooms and a fellowship hall. Sunday school rooms for the children and fellowship hall for His people. And actually, this is not my idea. This is God's idea. He placed that burden deep within me because in 2012, when we built the church, just the church building itself, and we do not have Sunday school classrooms. And so during Sundays, we're not able to cater them or to accommodate them in the church due to lack of spaces. So what we're doing is we're the one who go to their places and teach them under the tree, on the grass, or in an open spaces for almost 18 years now. But I'm praising the Lord because God has provided the 75% of the said project. And I'm really excited to go back home and also to see my, first of all, to see my family back home. I'll be going back home this 24th of March, and also excited to see those children that we are ministering to. So this morning, I am just giving you a blessing, an opportunity to be part of this something that will not just impact lives just for a day, but for generations. And I believe that God will accomplish this because this is His work. And my prayer is that you will join me so that together we can build something eternal for the glory of God. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, Benson Grove Baptist Church. You are such a blessing to me, to my family, and to the ministry that God entrusted us in the Philippines. So I'm inviting everyone to please open your Bible in John chapter 10. John chapter 10. John chapter 10, please, if you would. May I invite everyone to please stand on your feet and for the reverence of the very word of God this morning. Yeah, I've been away from my family for 5 months this coming March 23, and I celebrated my birthday here in October 27, 2025. I celebrated by myself, and instead of singing happy birthday, I was singing lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely, I have nobody on my own. But in November 17, my youngest son, Stephen John, celebrated his seventh birthday without the presence of his dad. And we know how big thing it was for a seven-year-old son celebrating his birthday without his dad. And also December 19, the wedding anniversary. I think we have the same wedding anniversary, Pastor Billy. I missed that wedding anniversary. And Christmas, you know, Christmas is a big celebration in the Philippines. It's a family reunion, family time, and they celebrated Christmas without me beside them. And this March 31, my daughter Resi and my son Josiah, they're asking me to be home because they'll be graduating from senior high school and junior high school. And so I book a ticket because I will not exchange this deputation for my family because they're my first ministry. And they said, if you can't make it, Daddy, we will curse you. John chapter 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for this such wonderful opportunity that we can gather together here to worship you, glorify you, study your word. May you use your servant, Lord God, only as your instrument to your people, dear God. Give me the words to say and empower me as I speak your word. These things we ask in Christ's most precious name. Amen. You can now have your seat. Thank you. And the Bible says that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. For the sake of time, we are not going to talk about his mission to steal, Satan's mission to steal, and his mission to kill. But we will be talking about his mission to destroy. So we'll be talking about the mission of our enemy, the mission of Satan. So I want to speak something we often underestimate, because Satan is real. He is not a symbol nor a myth. And Satan is on a mission. He is on a mission just as God has a mission to send, mission to save, and to redeem. Satan has a mission to destroy. I will be quick. It won't take long, I promise you, because there was an old church having a new pastor. And this pastor, on his first through third Sunday, his preaching was lasted for only about 15 minutes. And members of that church were so happy, they got home early. But on the last Sunday, this pastor, his preaching lasted for 1.5 hours. And members were so exhausted. And most of them were looking at the clock and ticking, you know. And one of the deacons asked why it took him so long. And the pastor said, actually, I went to my doctor, my dentist, and I got my new dentures. So I was having a hard time in speaking. But on the last Sunday, I was running out of time going in here. And so I mistakenly or accidentally wore my wife's dentures. Sorry, ladies. It's not my intention to hurt you this morning. Just a part of illustration. Number one, Satan's mission is to destroy you, is to destroy me, is to destroy. As remember, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So, Satan's first target is you, is me, personally. In what ways? He attacks your faith to make you doubt God. He attacks your mind with fear, guilt, and shame. And Satan attacks your walk to weaken your prayer life, to weaken your love for the Word of God. And you know what? Satan doesn't always start by destroying you outwardly. He always starts destroying us inwardly. And if Satan can distract you, or if Satan can discourage you, can deceive you, he knows he can stop you from being effective for God. But hear me this morning. If Satan is attacking you, if Satan is trying to destroy you, it is because God has a purpose for you, has a purpose for us. Satan doesn't like you to be an effective for God. He doesn't like you to serve God. He likes you to have a miserable life, but we will not give in. We will not let Satan win this spiritual warfare. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me. And who is that who is in us? Jesus Christ. He is greater than Satan. Because Satan knows his time is limited. Amen?
He will do everything just to distract you. Number two, Satan's mission is to destroy your family. Remember in Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 6, and Malachi chapter 4, verse 6, we're not going to read that for the sake of time. But Satan, after the individual, Satan always goes after the family. He divides husbands and wives. He confuses children because he knows if Satan can destroy the family, he can weaken the church as well. And Satan, he weakens spiritual leadership in the home. That is why nowadays we can see broken family. A broken family produces a weak church. He knows that. Satan knows that. We can see not just in your country, but even in the Philippines, there are broken marriages. There are fatherless homes. And there are children growing up without a spiritual direction. Satan wants your home to be a battleground instead of a place of blessings. But God still believes in the family. And when families are restored, churches are strengthened. Praise the Lord for this church, Benson Baptist Church. I can see families here. Praise the Lord for that. Number three, Satan's mission is to destroy your church. Don't you know that Satan is trying to destroy this church? But because of faith that we have, because this faith, this church was built by faith, Satan will not, you know, win. Satan tries to destroy the church. And if Satan cannot stop you, and if Satan cannot stop your family, Satan will try to attack the church. In what way? Satan will attack the church by causing division instead of unity. By creating offense instead of forgiveness. By bringing compromise instead of conviction. Satan does not need to shut down churches today. He only needs to weaken them from within. Like what he did when pandemic hits. Churches are down, churches were closed. But Satan tries to weaken us from within. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 8 in the Bible says, "But upon this rock, I will build my church." Whose church? Not ours. His church. "And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." What a promise from the Lord. "Shall not prevail against it." So the church is not perfect. There is no such thing as a perfect church. Amen? As well as there is no such thing as perfect pastor. Even members. Nobody's perfect, so it's a tie. But though the church is not perfect, but it is still God's plan for reaching the world. My last point, I will be finished with this. Matthew 28, 19 and 20, and I know that this verse is a well-known here because this church is a mission-minded. So in Matthew chapter 28, 19, 20, number four, the last one, Satan's mission is to destroy God's great commission. I will repeat, Satan's mission is to destroy God's great commission. Finally, Satan's ultimate goal is to stop the great commission. Why? Because Satan hates missions. He hates church planting. He hates gospel preaching. He hates souls being saved. Why? Because every soul saved is a defeat for Satan. If you would like to defeat Satan, or at least we can face Satan, we can only do that by winning one soul at a time. By winning souls for him. That way, we can defeat Satan. Satan is trying to fight missionaries, and he discourages churches from giving and distract believers from caring about the lost. We do have loved ones who are not yet saved. And how can we bear to see those loved ones living like they're dead? A person without having a right relationship with Christ is good as living dead. If we truly love them, tell them that you love them. That is why you're telling them, if you will not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, your soul will go directly to hell and there is no exit at all. Do not wait for tomorrow. Do not say, I will do that tomorrow. I will share about Christ to them tomorrow. We do not know what tomorrow may bring forth. Tomorrow is not a promise. While we have the opportunity to do it now, do it now. Tomorrow might be too late. And if Satan can stop missions, he can slow the spread of the gospel. The reason why we are still alive today, because we still have mission. And that mission is to do the Great Commission. The Great Commission was not given to unbelievers. It was given to the church. It was given to us believers. So we are the ones who will tell people about hell and about heaven. So Satan tries to stop mission because he doesn't like that. And now, this is a spiritual warfare. The Bible says we are not fighting, we are not battling against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, against Satan. We are no match with Satan, but at least God is in us. We will win this spiritual warfare. As I conclude, Satan has a mission to destroy you. So be very careful on his attacks. Be aware. We cannot say that we are spiritually matured. I can stand by myself on my feet. Don't ever, ever say that. We are only standing only by the grace of God. We're only serving the Lord by His help. If we are going to rely on our ability, we cannot make it. We are nothing apart from God. His mission to destroy you, His mission to destroy your family, His mission to destroy your church, and His mission to destroy God's great commission. But Jesus said, I am come, in the latter part of verse 10, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So this morning, we must choose. Will we ignore the enemy, or will we stand together and advance God's mission? When the church stands strong, when families stay faithful, when believers stay committed, then Satan's mission will fail. God bless you, Benson Grove Baptist Church. Thank you once again for supporting the ministry in the Philippines. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. God bless you, Pastor Billy.